Hi, this is Emily from the ShotCam team. In this video, we'll show you the parts of the ShotCam, how to mount it to the barrel and configure the settings, then explain when and how it records video. Let's get started. Your ShotCam comes with a 12-gauge bracket, a built-in memory card that holds about 2,000 videos, and an internal rechargeable battery. At the back of the camera, you will see a removable rear cap. This should be kept on anytime in use to prevent water from entering into the USB port. You can turn the camera on and off by pressing the control button with the cap on. Remove the rear cap, then you will see the USB port for charging, control button, LED lights, and a small hole for a hard reset. If needed, put a paperclip in to push the button. This is like restarting your computer and will not erase any of your videos. Now onto how to mount the ShotCam. Begin by making sure that the gun is empty. Align the ridges of the bracket pads into the grooves of the ShotCam tube. Make sure the USB port is closest to the barrel. Using the provided Allen key, tighten the screws, but don't over-tighten. Once mounted, we're ready to go over the settings. To charge your camera, take the provided USB cable and plug it into the back of the ShotCam, then into your computer or a wall adapter. The LED light will flash red when charging, then stay solid red when fully charged. It has an internal clock to keep track of the date and time, so there is a slow battery fade over time. Before going to the range, charge the ShotCam for 2 hours, or it can be left on charge overnight. Once solid red, the battery lasts about 5 to 6 hours in normal shooting mode, or closer to 4 hours with intermittent Wi-Fi use. When ready to shoot, start with the camera off, then press the control button once with a quick click of the button. You'll notice a yellow light as the camera warms up, then a solid green when it's ready. You can shoot anytime you see the solid green light. If shooting with a break action, for example, you'll notice that the light turns solid green anytime the action is closed. The camera detects the upwards acceleration of the barrel closing and knows to start recording video. You must shoot within 20 seconds of closing the action. If you're shooting with a semi-auto or pump, then choose that gun type in the mobile app settings, and the camera will then know to look for the forward acceleration of the action closing. If you're hunting with a closed loaded gun, then please watch our hunting tutorial to learn how to activate the camera. After a shot has been taken, you'll notice a flashing blue light to indicate that your shot has been saved. The blue light will only come on after a recoil. The camera knows to only save video when there's a recoil taken within 20 seconds. So if you close the action and set it on a gun rack, then it will know there is no recoil and delete that video. Note that you can continue shooting while the blue light is flashing, which again indicates that it's permanently saving video. Now, if you close the action but don't shoot within 20 seconds, then the camera will go into what's called sleep mode to conserve battery. This mode consumes very little battery power, so the ShotCam can last up to 18 hours in sleep mode. You will notice a slow flashing green light while in sleep mode, and you can simply bump the gun or close the action to awaken it. Now onto how to use the ShotCam's Wi-Fi. The camera has a built-in Wi-Fi module, so it creates its own source of Wi-Fi. It's not Bluetooth because data transferring is faster with Wi-Fi. This camera's Wi-Fi will allow you to connect anytime you're at the range. You will not need any other source of internet or data. To turn the Wi-Fi on, start with the camera off, then hold the power button down for 5 seconds. Release Then both LEDs will light up yellow, and a few seconds later, one will turn green. You can now use any smartphone, iPad, or tablet to connect to the ShotKim's Wi-Fi network. If you prefer to use a laptop or desktop, then that will require the provided USB cable and is not through Wi-Fi. Once your mobile device has been connected to the ShotKim's Wi-Fi, open the ShotKim app. The app enables you to select your settings, for example, your gun type or target type, adjust the reticle, which again is the crosshair or red dot seen in our videos, download your shots, and watch them frame by frame. The ShotKim app is a free download in the Android Google Play Store or the App Store for any Apple device. For more info on how to use the app, please watch our app tutorial video. A commonly asked question is, can I watch my videos live through the Wi-Fi? The answer is yes, it can live stream video, but we don't recommend it because a critical part of this design is that it's engineered to automatically slow down video into 1/3 speed. This is actually how your brain perceives moving targets. So if you were to watch the video live, it's going to look really fast. The slowing down process happens as the camera saves video onto the memory card. So we recommend using the ShotKim in normal shooting mode, then turning the Wi-Fi on when you'd like to download and watch videos frame by frame. Lastly, let's cover how the ShotKim actually works. It has two key components, an accelerometer, which measures accelerations, and a gyroscope, which feels the pull of gravity. When the camera is on a brake action, for example, then it detects the upwards acceleration of the barrel closing to begin a recording. It then looks for the X, Y, and Z axis accelerations of a recoil to trigger saving of video. The gyroscope feels every movement of the barrel to know exactly what your gun is doing. You simply turn the ShotKim on at the beginning of the day, then allow it to work in the background. Take a shot within 20 seconds of closing the action, and every video will be saved. Each video will be time and date stamped, then the ShotKim will automatically create a new dated folder for each day that you shoot. We hope that this tutorial was helpful, and if you have any questions, please send us a message on the Contact Us page, send us an email, or give us a call. Thanks for watching.